direct from Washington, VOA.
Halo, apa kabar? Kembali bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Kisah pasangan suami istri yang kehidupannya menjadi lebih berwarna ketika bertemu dengan pasangan muda diceritakan dalam sebuah film komedi garapan sutradara Noah Baumbach yang berjudul While We're Young.
You drink this sludgy liquid and you hallucinate and vomit up your demons.
Okay, well, we're just having a cookout and maybe playing charades.
I wish you'd look at me the way you look at Jamie and Darby. When we first met, you wooed me with romantic emails.
It wouldn't make sense for me to send you emails now. We're in the same room all the time.
We don't know how else to say this, but we're worried about you guys.
Do you think that Jamie came to my class because he knew that I was married to you? That this was all so he could meet your dad?
Dalam film ini, aktor Ben Stiller dan aktris Naomi Watts berperan sebagai pasangan Josh dan Cornelia yang telah lama menikah dan merasakan kejenuhan dalam hidup dan karir mereka. Semua ini berubah setelah bertemu dengan Jamie dan Darby, pasangan muda berjiwa bebas yang diperankan oleh aktor Adam Driver dan aktris Amanda Seyfried, yang telah membuat keduanya lebih kreatif dan ceria. Kedua pasangan ini kemudian jadi sering kumpul dan merasa sangat cocok. Naomi Watts mengatakan cerita dalam film ini sangat mengena di hatinya. Ia sendiri dan suami, yaitu aktor Liev Schreiber, telah menikah selama 10 tahun dan dikaruniai dua orang putra.
It's ultimately, you know, when you see a couple making out in front of you at a dinner table, you, on one hand you're going, oh, that's a little awkward, but at the same time you go, wow, why don't we do that anymore? You know, like, you feel like, are we giving up on ourselves here? Can we be more exciting? And they sort of reawaken that spirit in us, which is great for a while, but then it sort of becomes like, well, I don't know that their interest in us is that authentic. Are we just a meal ticket for them?
Seperti halnya Cornelia, Naomi Watts sendiri mengaku bahwa tidak mudah untuk bisa terus berjiwa muda di umurnya yang ke-46 tahun, terutama ketika menyadari bahwa fisiknya telah berubah.
It's tough. I think, yeah, particularly in your 40s, that's when you start thinking about it, because, you know, you see physical changes and you feel physically different, you know. You don't wake up in this, with the same kind of energy, and you can't see as well, and you see the visible signs and go, oh, you know, I feel 28 inside, but yet I have the face of a 45-year-old, you know, like, how is this? It's a horrible reminder, but it's just real life. It's just, that's, you know, no one can escape that.
Dalam film ini, karakter Cornelia diceritakan mengambil kelas tari hip-hop. Walaupun awalnya merasa ragu, namun pada akhirnya ia sangat menyukainya.
I love that too. I mean, I have a little bit of a frustrated dancer in me that never really got to, you know, I studied dance for a little bit, but I started late and I wasn't quite good enough. And so it was really fun to do that scene for me. And he didn't want Cornelia to be a good dancer, you know, she wasn't used to being in any situation like this, but at the same time, I loved it because he wanted her to say, okay, I'm going to try and I'm just going to forget where I am and see if that can breathe some life into her, you know, and it did.
Selama proses penggarapan film yang telah memakan biaya sebesar $10 juta ini, Naomi Watts jadi sering membahas dengan Ben Stiller mengenai kemiripan dari cerita di film ini dengan kehidupan masing-masing.
We did have a laugh about it and we did go, oh God, this does feel familiar.
Ben Stiller yang berumur 49 tahun sendiri sudah menikah selama 15 tahun dengan aktris Kristen Taylor. Sekian dulu cerita kali ini. Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C. VOA.